St. John's Prep head football coach Brian St. Pierre is joining us here on MSO News Sports. Coach, welcome. Thanks for coming back with us.
Hi, Bill. Thanks for having me on. I appreciate it.
Well, this is another big week, Super Bowl week coming up for you guys. You're playing Springfield Central on Saturday. So I guess just a quick take on, on Thanksgiving, and then we'll get right into the Super Bowl game. So obviously a nice win for you guys on Thanksgiving against the Varian.
Yeah, I mean, it's first off, it was a beautiful day. It was just it felt like the old times. We had a huge crowd. It was a great day to play, and it's a huge rivalry for us. So, and I think the kids still feel that, and it's still there's a lot of feelings between the two schools. So that fuels it and adds to it. And I thought we played really well. We were dominant defensively, especially.
Well, it sounds to me like you're going to have to be dominant defensively in the Super Bowl, because this Springfield Central team is what in the playoffs scored over 50 points twice and also scored 60 points in the playoffs. So what can you tell me about your opponent this week?
Well, they should probably play in the SEC instead of high school football in Massachusetts to start there. But I mean, they're loaded. They're heavy senior, very veteran group. The quarterback is special. He's such a dynamic player. And you know, they build it around him, but they're really good up front. Defensive line is as good as we've seen all year. So they pose a lot of challenges. But we're playing really good brand of football right now. We're playing our best ball of the year, and we're looking forward to it.
I want to focus on your team in a moment, but tell me about that quarterback. What type of athlete is he?
Picture Lamar Jackson, maybe a little better passer. I mean, he runs around. He's extremely fast. He's athletic, and he has a great arm. And he's very intelligent. And he's in total control of what they're trying to do offensively. The ball's in his hand every play, and it ends with the ball in his hands a lot with him running. But it also he's great throwing the ball as well. So, and they're huge up front. They're two tackles, of Division I guys. So there are no weaknesses on their team.
What about a receiver or two? Do they have a standout receiver?
They all make plays. There's three or four guys, and they're all probably equally talented, and they all make plays. So, and the running backs are good as well. So it's an electric group offensively. They're super athletic, and they've been playing together for a long time. They come up in the system, so we know we're up against it.
How do they get all these guys, Coach?
That's a story for another day. I don't know that answer.
All right, that's fine. Thought I'd toss it out to you, see what happens. Okay. Well, Brian, your team here, obviously you guys are playing better football now than at any other point in the season, and so that bodes well heading into this game. So give us some background on that piece, and then we'll talk more about your team.
Yeah, I mean, we've really grown. We started the year, we were so new. Even some of our veteran guys were moving positions. And we got Jonel Aguero back, but he hadn't been with us since his sophomore year, and so he had to relearn. And we had some sophomores starting that are still starting for us. So we were really, really new. We kind of changed our defense going into the year. We became a 3-4. We had traditionally been a 4-3 for years. So there were a lot of growing pains early, and we worked our way through it. And last 6 weeks we've been playing really, really good ball.
And you had some other injuries, too, on top of that. So you've been working the injury thing from the start of the season until just very recently.
Yeah, we have, unfortunately. We didn't have all four captains healthy till the first playoff game, which is crazy to think about. There wasn't even a game we had more than two healthy until week six. So it was just we practiced very hard, very physically, and I think, you know, that had a little bit to do with it. Doesn't help, but, you know, we play physical teams and physical games, and we just got bit by the injury bug a little bit too much this year. But, you know, when that happens, it's opportunities for others, and guys have stepped up, and some young guys in some certain situations, and they've done a really good job.
Yeah, you grow, you get stronger, you get deeper and deeper, so to speak, on the depth chart, possibly. But so for our listeners, let me just wrap it up with maybe a couple final questions. So somebody's listening right now, does not know St. John's Prep football. If you were to give me a little preview or scouting report on your offense, where would you go with that?
I think offensively we're balanced. We're a physical offense. We're pro style. So you're going to see us under center. You're going to see us in the shotgun. And we run it and we throw it. We screen you. We kind of do a little bit of everything. And whatever's working, we'll stick with. So we're young at quarterback. He's a sophomore, but he's done a really nice job managing it for us. And we have dynamic receivers outside, so and a really good running back. And the offensive line has improved every week.
Yeah, I was going to follow up on your lines, and maybe let's transition from offensive line to defensive line. Tell me about that growth of those of the two lines this year.
Well, defensively, we've been stout from the beginning. We've been really good up front. Last game against Severian was probably as dominant a performance defensively as I've been a part of since I've been back. Their leading tailback had, I think, 14 rushes for 7 yards. I mean, it was dominant. And, you know, Mikey Naboo is one of our captains. He's really been an anchor for us at defensive tackle, as well as Mason McSweeney, who's a junior two-way starter for us. Those guys have really held down the defensive line. And then we have Marquise Avery and Matt Callahan on the edge, really doing a great job for us as well. So we feel great about our front seven. And then obviously on the back end, we have great athletes with Jesse O'Fury and Jonel Aguero at safety and corner respectively. And then Santi Quiseno, who's played corner for us all year, has had a great year. And Lucas Vary rounds it out at the other safety. So defensively, we've been very, very good all year.
Well, let's come full circle then back to Springfield Central. So what is your just a general overview again on this game, and how do you guys approach it getting ready for it for Saturday afternoon?
Well, we're gonna break them down in terms of what they like to do, meaning Springfield Central, some tendencies that we see and that kind of stuff. But then we'll quickly move on from who we're playing and just about our process and make it about what we need to do to be successful. We know they're a great team. We've played other really good teams this year. But we know that of the teams that have a chance to give them a game and beat them, we think we're one of them. And we're going to show up. I mean, this is a group that shows up every week, and they work extremely hard. We're a very physical group, and I think that plays well in December. And that's what we expect to do come Saturday.
December 3rd. You know, let me follow up. Here is my absolute last question, Brian, to you, because I know when you've talked to Rick a few times this year, you talk about it being about yourselves, you know, doing your thing. But how does that play out? What does that mean from, you know, Thanksgiving to the Super Bowl game, doing your own thing? Where does that play out this week for you?
It's just going back into the lab and doing what we do. This week will be no different than a typical week in the season in terms of preparation. We'll meet today at the Saturday game. We've had a couple of those, so you have the extra day to prepare. So we'll do that today. The kids have worked out already in the morning. Then we'll practice Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and we'll walk it through Friday, and we'll get on a bus Saturday morning. So from that standpoint, it's just going to be business as usual. And that's kind of what's good about this team and kind of how we've tried to build our program is it's business as usual. Have fun with it, and we do, and we enjoy it, and we know the magnitude of the game, but we've been here. I mean, this group of seniors is a couple guys that were on the sideline last time we were at Gillette as freshmen. So they have a little bit of experience. The coaching staff is certainly experienced doing it. So there'll be some wide eyes from the young guys, but we'll get over that quickly, and then it'll just be about, you know, roll up the sleeve and go to work, and that's what this team does best.
Well, Coach St. Pierre, thanks so much for your time. Best of luck. It's been exciting kind of following this team this year, and best of luck on Saturday.
Well, I really appreciate it, Bill. Thank you.
Yep, take care. Brian St. Pierre, head football coach at St. John's Prep, with us here on MSO News Sports.com.